Today marks the 20th anniversary of the death of a princess. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First, the North Bay Police say they have a man in custody following a break and enter at a local business. Detective Constable Aaron Pemberton is with the North Bay Police and says
the accused had a warrant for his arrest for the break and enter that occurred on July 26th at Annie Jane's restaurant.
The male was held in custody pending a bail hearing. Those at Northern Post-Secondary Schools remain cautiously optimistic at the announcement that Ottawa has promised $73 million to help students find placements as they head back to school. What would normally be good news to many at Nipissing, Canadore, Laurentian, Cambrian, and at Northern College comes with a catch, as there is no word yet as to who would be eligible for the money. NDP MP Charlie Angus says he's gaining steam as the election for Tom Mulcair's replacement inches closer. The NDP say they've tripled their members during the race, going from 41,000 in March to just over 124,000 in August. Angus says he's going to be in Timmins on Labor Day for a rally before heading out to Vancouver for his final debate in September. And finally, today marks the 20th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. It was just after midnight on August 31st, 1997, when a vehicle she was traveling in was involved in a high-speed motor vehicle collision. The Princess of Wales was known for her humanitarian work around the world. Diana was 36 years old. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca. KFM News is brought to you by DRD Distributing. With over 20 years in business, they are the experts in trailer hitch sales and repair. DRDDistributing.ca.